Let me take the average street girl that I meet. She is about 14. That's the average. She meets the need for protection. She therefore buys protection from sex.
At least 20,000 children are living on the streets of Accra. According to Father Shanahan, the most vulnerable child is the young pregnant woman because she lives with two fears. She is afraid of being abused and she is afraid of not being strong enough to take care of her child.
She doesn't have enough money to pay protection, so she needs to pay her minder. Her minder will look after her, but what used to be minders have become pimps. So her first problem is that she has got a commodity she can sell that will help her to survive and to bring up her child or look after her family, but she has to agree in her headspace to sell it. And that is a major struggle for any very young woman.
And one way to help the children and young parents would be to reconcile them with their families. But Father Shanahan says the culture there is much different from the culture they grow accustomed to on the streets. Many children are no longer afraid of saying exactly what they think.
The child was never asked when he was growing up for his opinion. Once you start dealing with street children, you don't have any choice, because a street child is going to tell you, well, in all kinds of different language, to go to hell if you start butting in too much. And you will create an enemy. And if you create an enemy of a new culture that you don't know anything about, you have to be very careful. And street children is a new culture.
Paul Avever knows a lot about that culture. He is a CAS program coordinator and has been working on the streets for 6 years. He says the culture is unimaginable.
No running water. You see, most of them have this rashes on their body. They have to pack in a room, 12 by 12, that I mentioned, about 20 of them in that particular room. They try to hide their money. People take away their money from them. They try to work and get some money, and they are being chased out by the city authorities. They can't actually have a stable life or any meaningful life to be able to grow up into good adulthood.
It's a culture that barely manages to bother about the rest of the day. It's almost an hourly culture. They might be looking forward to the latest video they can find. They might be looking forward to seeing their girlfriend sometime that day, possibly. They might be looking forward to buying some food because they happen to make a few more than they did yesterday. But tomorrow, there's no tomorrow.
To help bring street children better tomorrows and preserve the Ghanaian family, Father Shanahan says policymakers and members of the elite will have to openly recognize the problem on our city streets. Otherwise, the children will die, and they will die alone.
If the child on the street dies tomorrow morning, that child will have to be remembered on the street, nowhere else. Not in some mythical village, but in the ditch where he died.
For Radio Gold, I'm Nanaba Duncan.